The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now, I'm very sad to confirm this morning some news that has shocked the WA media. Beloved ABC broadcaster Russell Wolfe has died overnight, aged 57. Joining me in the studio now is the West Australian's legal affairs editor, Tim Clark. Clarky, we brought you in to speak about something else, but yeah. Before we get onto that, we've got to talk about Rusty, who was a friend to many of us.
He's a friend to pretty much everyone who met him, I think. An amazing man, an amazing character, an amazing broadcaster, and just larger than life in more ways than one, you have to say. Absolutely devastating, shocking news. Every time you met Rusty, you always thought, I've got to go and see him again soon, because he was that type of character. He uplifted you. He was funny. He was generous on air and off. And you won't, I guarantee you won't find a bad word said about the man today, obviously, but at all, because he was just such a nice fella. And terrible news.
Yeah, and it came as a shock to all of his co-workers. And we're joined on the phone now by someone who spent a lot of years working with Rusty, ABC, former ABC broadcaster Glenn Mitchell. G'day, Glenn.
Mate, I wish I was joining you in better circumstances.
And so it's hard to even imagine what the ABC family is feeling today. Many of the staff found out via email only a few minutes ago that this has happened. What's your memories of Russell?
Well, first of all, I'm down in my study downstairs, and my wife just knocked on the door and was in tears, and I thought something had happened to her elderly family in the eastern states. I only found out about 10 minutes ago. It's such an incredible shock. I mean, it takes me back to the announcement that, so ironically, that Russell was the one that announced on air that Wally Foreman died so suddenly back in 2006. But you just couldn't meet a more gregarious, I guess, caring person. I mean, a lot of your audience will know that I've been through my trials with mental health, and my wife Karen Tyers had some real physical health battles, and the support that Russell gave both of us through that time was just quite incredible. He was a big, cuddly, and that's the thing, every time you saw him, if I bumped into him every now and then in recent years in Rockaby Road, you just get this great big bear hug from him. He was just the most gregarious, caring, loving person, and I can just imagine that everyone, his wife Kylie's daughter Bronte, everyone today would just be in a complete state of shock, because we've lost someone who's a very special person. He was one of those people that there was no difference behind the microphone to the man you met in the street. He was just a knockabout Aussie bloke, and everyone loved him.
Well, we've spoken to a couple of people this morning privately off air who worked with Russell as well. And I think the word that comes to mind is inconsolable. It has come as such a shock. And I think the people who knew him best are really struggling to keep a lid on those emotions.
And understandably so. I mean, as my wife said, you know, she was just talking to him in the office yesterday morning, and you know, he's just one of those people that always had a smile on his face. It didn't matter what he was going through in his personal circumstances. He'd always just be this ebullient, bright, bubbly, and he was larger than life with the great big mop of hair. And safe to say, he wasn't the fittest individual, Russ, when it came to his appearance. He always looked like an unmade bed. but people just loved him. I used to always say to him when I saw him, I say, mate, you've been dragged through a hedge backwards more times than anyone I know. The hair unruly and everything, but even when he presented the TV weather on the ABC, I think for about 4 years, he just did it in an inimitable Russell Wolfe style. He wasn't sort of the well-groomed television presenter that you would normally be used to be seeing. But I can just imagine that everyone today that is just getting this news now, whether it's through social media, through radio, through websites, whatever, I just think that'd be totally shocked. As I said, I think back, and I have great sympathy today, aside from his family, but a wonderful young man by the name of Brad McCann, who produced Ian Cameron, and of course Ian died extremely suddenly in a similar circumstance, and now he's been producing Russell, and the same thing has happened in the early hours of this morning. But yeah, he was just a lovable soul, and sort of gregarious, a raconteur. He loved to hold an audience, whether it was over the radio, whether it was over a few drinks at the local bar or his bowling club that he loved. So it's just a tragic day. It really is. WA's lost a very special person and a very kind and loving person.
And let's talk about Russell the broadcaster. He hosted Drive and then infamously gave an on-air resignation in December 2013, which was just, you know, classic Rusty. But he said at the time that he thought he'd be back on the ABC at some stage. He had a run at the WA Senate, which didn't work out. But then he found himself back on the ABC and the ratings have been really great in the last couple of surveys. What do you think it says about him as a broadcaster that he persisted as long as he did and had such great success and was so beloved by the ABC audience?
Yeah, and I think he found his niche in breakfast radio. I think, you know, the Drive program, where it was more perhaps doing political interviews and that type of thing. I mean, he was a smart man, university educated and the likes, but I think his style was best suited to a light-hearted breakfast program, and that's the way that he ran it. I mean, it was interspersed with, you know, serious interviews and the likes, but, you know, he was a storyteller, and he was someone that could just connect with the man and woman in the street. As I said before, there was no airs and graces about Russell. He was just a knockabout bloke, and he took that personality. He spoke to you on the radio as if he was talking to you over the bar at his local lawn bowls club. He loved his lawn bowls. But yeah, he just had a way of being able to connect with the audience, and I think because of the fact he the audience probably saw him as being just one of them, and I think that's one of the great tributes to any broadcast that's doing a program like that. It's different if you're doing current affairs and 7:30 report or anything like that, but if you are just doing a radio program that and your personality links with the listener as if you're just a mate of theirs, and I think that's a tremendous strength. And Russell had that ability. I mean, it used to be, when I was working with him, it would be quite strange. You'd see him rock into the office in his pair of thongs and shorts, and you'd find out that the Premier was coming in later that morning. It didn't have Russell race home and go and change. He never had a spare pair of shoes sitting around the office anyway. He was just such a casual, lovable character. And I think that even though it was radio and you couldn't see him, I think a lot of people that had seen him on Doing the Weather and everything could picture in his mind when he was talking what he looked like in a dishevelled state at 5:10 when he pressed the microphone button to go on a Monday morning after a reasonably buoyant and entertaining weekend he would have had with his family.
Yeah, and I think it's a measure of how well he was liked around town, that it doesn't matter what media organisation you're working for today.
Yeah.
There are a lot of misty eyes thinking about Rusty today. I think everybody in the media had a beer with him at some point. He emceed so many community events over the years, and anybody who attended one will attest to just how awesome he was in that role. Just so personable, so warm, so funny, which came across in his work as well. How do you think they're feeling at the ABC today?
I think it'll be devastation. I think that they'll be just walking around in a cloud, in a haze at the moment. You just don't expect something like this. I mean, even you know, when Wally passed away, and that was devastating, we had sort of pre-warning of that. He'd been in hospital for a few days after a severe heart attack. But, for Russ to have been there on air yesterday morning and be entertaining everyone with his big loud laugh and everything and given bear hugs before he would have left work yesterday morning to go home, I mean, just for him not to be there today, I just can't imagine. I know that my former colleague Jeff Hutchinson's on air at the moment and, you know, trying to obviously hold it together, and it will just be a day of tributes. The radio will be given over, as you're quite kindly doing now on your station. I mean, the radio will just be given over on the ABC today to memories of a man who, and I guess I said before that the one thing is that radio is such an intimate medium. And, you know, there'll be a lot of people out there that are widows or widowers or people that drive long-distance trucks or whatever, that Russell's a mate. Russell's someone who's been in their truck cab with them, or has been around the breakfast table with them if you are living on your own or whatever. A lot of people today will feel like they've lost a member of their extended family. And my heart goes out to everyone at the ABC, my former colleagues, and of course at the top of the list, Kylie Bronte and all of Russell's family today.
I think a lot of people in the media also feel like they've lost a loved one as well, because that's how beloved Russell Wolf was. Former ABC broadcaster Glenn Mitchell, a tough day today. We hope you get through it as best as possible and everybody close to you. And our thoughts are definitely with Russell's family and everyone close to him today. Thanks for joining us and sharing these feelings and anecdotes about the great man on The West Live.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much.
What do you think of that, Clarkie? It's tough to listen to, isn't it?
Oh, and as Glenn said, Glenn was part of the ABC family for so long, and then, as he mentioned, had his issues and had to step away. I think Glenn was best man at Wally Foreman's wedding, and so that impacted Glenn and the wider community hugely. And I don't think I'm out of place in saying that Russell's loss will be felt as hard as that today in the studio at Fielder Street, obviously, and then in the wider community, because he was, as Glenn said, just a sort of part of the furniture, you know, that comfy old couch that you just slip into at the start of the day and previously at the end of the day to watch the weather or listen to him on the radio, and to have that comfort taken away so suddenly will be felt everywhere, I think.
Yeah, and we'll be talking more about it in the days to come.